WrestleTalkRadio.com.
This is Rob Van Dam. You are listening to WrestleTalk Radio, boo.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online sports entertainment, WrestleTalk Radio.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
Hey, this is Charlie Haas, one half of the world's greatest tag team.
I'm Al Snow.
I'm in five halls of fame. I wear a kilt. I play the bagpipes. Who am I? I'm Roddy Piper, for heaven's sake.
Breaking down everything in the world of professional wrestling in the WWE.
I could increase my work rate. I could add to the five moves of doom, or maybe let my heel persona shine through.
TNA.
What are you looking at, lady? Never seen a pair of boots before? Mind your business.
I think that's a man.
Oh, she needs a wax or something.
You're right.
Ew.
And the indie scene.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Flash.
This is Hotshot Johnny Devine.
This is the masterpiece, Chris Masters.
Hi, everybody, this is good old JR Jim Ross.
With your host, Tim Stein.
I have tried to treat you all as adults, but obviously I am the only adult here.
Omega.
You'll do my bidding, or taste my wrath.
Mace.
You can't get away from me, Vince. I'm coming for you. Pull that bus over, I'll drag you out of there and beat the piss out of you, you billionaire bastard.
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
Who in the blue hell are you?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, baby.
What is it? Look at this!
Oh, you're kidding me. Michael, are you going to try to beat Bret Hart with a sharpshooter? Yes, he is! Are you kidding me?
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another WrestleTalk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And we are covering tonight the 15th anniversary of the Montreal Screwjob, otherwise known as the 26th anniversary of Survivor Series. With me tonight is Lindsay Ward.
Why did you make me sit through that?
Because
Why?
We don't have an Omega.
See, this because is how much I love yet. You. This is how much I love you, Omega, now that you're ever going to hear this, but I watched that, yeah, for you. So, yeah.
Touchdown!
Yeah, let's not talk about football. From what I've been hearing, it's been a bad weekend.
For Canada.
It's because your football's mute and that's horrible.
Just in case
you haven't realized, you know, the man who doesn't wait for his fucking introduction at all, that's Tim Stein. You know, in his old age, he can't hear the words, you know, and introducing.
Pick up, Sonny. Speak up, son.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
But you bastard.
But to come and have lively, spirited discussions and debates that he doesn't get on Tuesday nights is my buddy, the Spunk Guy.
Yay!
Just take shots everywhere, don't we?
Bang, baby, bang. Yeah.
I mean, you would think that if we're going to review the product, we would at least have constructive criticism about it. Just saying.
Oh, wow.
Okay, that wasn't a shot. I don't know why you guys are all like groaning and going ooh and shit.
I've got the shotgun loaded up.
I wasn't taking shots at all. And if I'm going to say anything, I'm going to say it out loud because he just happened to be the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, kids, we're in for a fun night tonight.
Well, no, I mean, look, I'm going to start it off right here, because this aggravated me, and it's not anything against JJ. This isn't a shot. This isn't a war. It's nothing. He just happened to say something, and it caught my attention, and it's been a brewing opinion of mine for a while now. If you don't like the product, don't buy the pay-per-views. Don't watch the TV. Don't buy the games. Don't buy the t-shirts. Don't do any of that. stop watching it. Stop being involved in it. If it is that big of an inconvenience, if you're that disenchanted with the product, and it's not just what JJ said, I've because of the new iTunes app on my phone, like the way that they run the podcast now on my iPhone, I can look up hundreds of different podcasts on my phone now, and I try to listen to a bunch of different wrestling podcasts. And every time I turn around, I'm hearing someone rip apart the product. Whether it's WWE or TNA, they're ripping it apart with no constructive criticism whatsoever on how to make it better or how to change it or how to tweak it so that it would get more people involved and it would get more people interested and it would move the business forward.
That's why we're here.
And when I saw JJ post that, it just annoyed me. Like, if you're not going to be part of the solution, then shut the fuck up, move over to the side, and let a new generation through, because they might have answers that you don't.
I want to give Spug a hug. It's like hearing myself with an American accent.
Yeah. Well, let's make it official. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And, guys, I got to bring this up because we've got at least three people tuned in who care about it. So, besides me. So I'm just going to say it. I don't care what you guys think about CFL football. It's a completely different game than the NFL. The Calgary Stampeders knocked off the British Columbia Lions today, and the Toronto Argonauts defeated the Montreal Alouettes earlier in the day, and
A team calls itself the Alouettes?
They're from Montreal. They're
from Montreal. They're the Alouettes.
By the way, Tim,
they're from Canada. They're damaged people.
They are from Quebec.
They name themselves after cheese?
No. They're French Canadian, so they use that word, Alouette. Alouette, whatever. Anyway.
Oh, damaged upon damaged.
Anyway, the 100th Grey Cup will be held next Sunday afternoon in Toronto, Ontario at Sky Dome, and the Toronto Argonauts will score off against my Calgary Stampeders, who were 5-point underdogs going into today's Western Final. So congratulations, Stampeders. One more win to go. Let's do it. Yay! Okay, that's out of the way. I'm happy.
Holy crap, Canada actually has sport going on that's not in a lockout.
Yeah.
Right.
There's only one game left.
Is that better with my mic? Did I turn it down?
You're good, Smug.
Yeah, cool. That works now. It's just it was really loud for a bit there.
I don't know why.
You were sounding like a tout user.
You weren't yelling "Feed me more" and shaking your laptop camera as you were doing it. That was terrifying.
Folks, don't video record yourselves if you don't know what you're doing.
You know what?
Or at least, if you're going to tout and send it to the WWE, for the love of God, remember, you are a human being. You are not trained to cut promos. Please do not try and cut promos, because you just look like a fucking idiot.
Or at least have the decency to stand in front of your backyard banner with your arm sleeves on and your jean shorts and your mocked up WWE belt and cut the fucking promo.
Made out of cardboard, naturally. The belt, not your shorts.
No, the WWE belt that they modified to make it look like their own. You know, and the Jeff Hardy arm sleeves and then the Joker smile with the paint on their face.
Okay. Yeah, that's just getting totally screwed up right there. Oh, wow. Oh, we've got a bit of a problem.
Okay. That was funny.
Well, don't leave everybody listening in suspense.
No. Tim, let's just move on, shall we?
Well, all right.
Some jokes
are
allowed to be private, goddammit.
Yeah, if that's what I think it's referring to, it's better left private, but it's funny.
And I, by the way, I was watching the Canadian playoffs.
Oh, the CFL?
All it is old school football. That
you know, it's a different game than the NFL. It's entertaining. It's fun. I don't call it superior or inferior.
It's different than modern NFL, but a lot of the rules in the CFL are older NFL rules.
Like the extra point if you miss a field goal.
I don't think that was ever a rule in the NFL. I know the field, the way that you guys use the field, your end zone's a little bit deeper, but your goalpost is also at the front of the end zone instead of the back like ours.
Yeah, and it's also the field is an extra 10 yards longer.
It's 110 yards. I mean, it's different, but it's not too much different. I mean, I watched it. It was interesting.
Yeah, well, you know, I find it to be a faster game.
Oh, Mace's Canadian sports.
Yeah, Spike.
Swingies are gone.
Yeah,
it's the end of the fucking world.
December 21st is just over
just
a month
came
away.
Early.
Kids.
Yeah,
yeah, yep. This is the onset of the apocalypse, as it were. This is the beginning of the end.
I'm legitimately getting bored with NFL football. I really am. I flipped between like four different college games yesterday, which was awesome, and I watched like two NFL games today, and the level of football in the NFL is just lousy this year. It's awful. It's absolutely awful. And
I blame the replacement refs at the start of the season. It just destroyed everybody's will to play.
I know. I disagree. I think a lot of it has to do with the restrictions placed on defensive players. You can't breathe on an offensive player without it being a 15-yard penalty. So,
yes, the bubble wrap defense method.
Yeah. Yes,
I'll
agree with that one.
Don't think that we're spending the whole night talking football. We won't. We'll get to Survivor Series. Please bear with us. It's been a long time since Spug has been on WTR Sunday night, so we're all just collectively catching up because Lord knows he doesn't get a chance to talk any other night of the week.
No, because then they have to bring in people to talk with me on those shows.
So there you go.
Hosts can't do it themselves.
Yeah, so you going to watch the Great Cup, Spug?
I might. When's it on?
It's next Sunday afternoon. I think it's 6 o'clock Eastern will be kickoff after all of the pregame ceremonies and shit because it's, you know, it's the 100th championships match, so.
I probably will for the historical value, and plus I'll be recovering from Thanksgiving and a Gold Dust seminar next weekend, so.
And you can cheer on Toronto to beat my Calgary Stampeders because you hate me so much.
Oh, yeah, you know. I don't particularly care. I know there was some controversy with Calgary and Saskatchewan.
Huh? What? No controversy? What are you talking about?
There was something about a blown call, like there should have been a penalty called.
No.
Berman was talking about it Saturday morning, so.
Yeah. No, there wasn't a blown call, in the game. It's, Saskatchewan thought a penalty should have been called, but it wasn't a penalty.
Well.
So, it was just Saskatchewan whining about it.
But yeah, I mean, I'll probably end up watching it. I'm more looking forward next weekend to spending 2.5 hours with Goldust.
That'll be interesting.
Oh, dude, it'll be awesome. It'll be awesome.
It'll be the first time I've ever known Goldust to actually not no-show something not WWE.
He was at Crossfire in August when I was down there for the Bret Hart seminar. And he talked to me for a few minutes backstage, and he was super cool. And then when I got back from it, I was talking to Kevin. Kevin goes, oh, he's taking bookings? Is he doing the Goldust gimmick? I was like, yeah, they're letting him do the Goldust gimmick. And next thing I know, there's a promo package on our television about how we're bringing Goldust in. And I was like,
cool.
Yes. And I would like to, I will publicly do this. I would like to thank Alan for fucking botching the chance to have him on the air.
Oh?
Because Alan went through Howard Brody to get Goldust, and Goldust told Howard Brody no. Now, Alan did this without knowing that Goldust was going to be on our show, knowing that Goldust was going to be on MCW.
Uh-huh.
Did this without saying anything to me, and I was like, dude, Because I told him, if we want Gold Dust, Kevin can get him for us. Kevin said he'll do the show. He'll show up. He'll do the interview.
Yeah.
Because that was part of the agreement of us bringing him in, that he had to do some media.
Ah. Okay.
Kevin, like, I was talking to Kevin the other day about Kevin held up his phone. And he goes, "That's his number right there. Call him right now."
Mm.
I was like, "There's no need. He already told Howard Brody no and all that stuff." Kevin goes, "I just called him direct on his phone to book him." So I just, my one and only call out of somebody that aggravated me.
Hey, Spug, have you been playing WTR Pick'em on Tuesday nights, every time that, we've got the pay-per-view coming up?
No.
Uh-oh. Oh, that's too bad.
I should.
Yeah, we've been all playing.
He can't win anyway.
Yeah, well, he gets bragging rights for the network for a week, so that's, you know, fair enough. Yeah, last week we gave away a copy of Bloodstained Memoirs, courtesy of Revolver Entertainment. This week, the winner gets a copy of Bloodstained Memoirs, courtesy of Revolver Entertainment. Those of you who may be tuned in, and this is your first time tuning into WTR Sunday night, what we do, starting the week before every pay-per-view, doesn't matter if it's TNA or WWE, we get started with WTR Pick'em, and all you got to do is pick who you think is going to win the posted matches. You have until noon, the day of the pay-per-view. You can email media at wildtalkradio.com, kingkittens at wildtalkradio.com. You can tweet Wild Talk Radio, or you can post it on the Wild Talk Radio Facebook page. Those are all of your pick'ems, that is. And a lot of the time, we wind up with some swag to give you. And for 2 weeks in a row, courtesy Revolver Entertainment, as previously mentioned, a copy of Bloodstained Memoirs could be yours. Somebody's going to win tonight, and we have a little bit of a problem.
Have you watched that, by the way?
What, Bloodstained Memoirs?
Yeah.
Haven't had a chance to check it out yet, but I intend to.
It's different.
Okay.
We'll just leave it at that.
Hey, I'm just happy that Nigel McGuinness is finally getting around to the point where he's asking for addresses to ship out his DVD.
I know, right? I'm looking forward to watching that thing.
So am I. I paid $50 for the fucking thing.
Whoa, did you seriously pay $50 for that?
For the special edition DVD with the all the extras and the 8x10 plus international shipping.
I'll just bootleg it. Kidding. Buy one.
See, I did the right thing, and I helped did his little Kickstarter thing.
I donated to the Kickstarter thing, too, but...
All right. Well, hey, getting back to this WTR Pick'em thing, we have a bit of a problem tonight. We've got a, for the first time ever in Wild Talk Radio history, we've got multiple winners for the night.
Isn't this why we had a tiebreaker in place?
Even with the tiebreaker in place, we had people tie.
You know what this means?
The tiebreaker didn't work.
How many people are tied?
Well, technically three, but two people are up for it. So what we're going to do, we've got two copies to give out, and these are the only two copies we have. So both winners are each going to get a copy.
No. You know what you do? You take all three people, and you play a rousing rendition of Time to Win Tim Stein Shit.
Oh, God.
That's what you do.
You know.
You want to do speed rounds with these people? They have to be able to call into WTR for it, don't they?
Yes, they would have to be in... able to call into the show if they want to, you know, play the game.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to announce who the winners are, but should we do that? When should we do that?
After the Survivor Series recap, which starts right now.
Yay! Right now. Yeah, we're going to start with a pre-show match. We had the three-man band taking on all substitution time, Santino Morella and Zack Ryder, as opposed to other guys.
It was originally those two, then they got taken out and then put back in.
Yeah, okay. So, naturally, three-man band won because it was Morella and Ryder that they were facing.
Makes me sad what they've done.
It was good enough for a pre-show match. I didn't have to pay anything for it, so I'm not going to ask for anything back.
I still say Drew McIntyre, which, yay, by the way, he's back, needs to come out with a bottle of Jack in his hand.
or on a Boozer Cruiser?
No, he needs to have a liquor. They need to work up to the Boozer Cruiser, but he needs to have like a bottle of liquor in his hand. Just to sell the Rockstar gimmick.
There you go. You want to give quick opinions on this YouTube live pre-show match, people?
I'm a bit upset at what they've done with Zack Ryder. They buried him for no reason because he got over without their help. And so they squashed him. And instead of, I was having this discussion today, like instead of making stars, they're destroying them.
Uh-huh.
And there's only one superstar left, and that's John Cena.
Yeah, I pretty much, we were discussing this during the show, that they have the next generation of stars there ready to go to the point where they're sitting on the cusp of being the guys for the next generation. But they're still clinging onto John Cena going, please don't leave us! If anything, they're afraid to pull the trigger on something new. Because God forbid that they decide to roll the dice and it might pay off.
You know what? Save that, because we'll get into that in a little bit, I'm sure.
I'm sure a lot of that's going to come up.
And I would argue that some of them are already there. The crowd was chanting for Ziggler tonight. Chanting for him.
Alright. To get an accurate idea of what the crowd, quote-unquote, wants, you have to be there live in attendance, because through the production truck and through the PA system, they're pumping in noise to your television stream and into the arena.
Uh-huh.
So, you can't tell if it's the crowd or it's the, quote-unquote, crowd that's chanting for Ziggler.
True. Yeah. Okay, so who's got a WWE show close to him next? Somebody's got to go.
Spug just missed his. His were last week.
I was too busy on Tuesday night trying inventive ways to end my misery.
I think Rock's next. Rock, you have to go. You're in Philly.
He's not talking to us.
I can give you some idea, like when I went to the house shows, but then again, I'm at house shows.
I think house shows give you a better idea overall of what's going on. I mean, I was having this discussion with one of the workers today after practice, and we were talking about the Attitude Era and how there were always 6 to 8 guys who were the top tier superstar, and if they won the title on a pay per view or were inserted into the very top slot, nothing would change. The storylines would all still flow and everything would move on the same because there were those 6 to 8 guys who were just interchangeable. And they were that involved. And they could make stars left and right with them. The problem with today's generation is that the only one that you have is John Cena. And WWE has been so tight gripped with him that they haven't allowed him to make anyone new. They could, right? They could make 3 new stars with John Cena tomorrow if they wanted to. But Randy Orton's not a superstar. Oh. Kane's not a superstar. CM Punk's not a superstar. Ryback's not a superstar. The only one that they have left is John Cena. And the day is coming where John Cena is no longer going to be there, and they're going to have to do something fast about it.
Yeah, the day is coming, but they're going to wait until the very last second. They're going to try and do something that the fans aren't biting with and force it down our throats till we accept it, like they initially did with John Cena. In this case, by the looks of it, they're going to do it with Ryback.
Instead of Ziggler, you know.
Yeah, and it's going to get to the point where they're going to be forced to make a star like they were with Cena, with Edge. That's the only reason, or one of the only reasons, I should say, they probably got elevated was because everybody left, everybody got hurt, and there was no top tier, so they had to elevate somebody. They had to make a star out of somebody, and they did it with Cena, and they did it with Edge. and they did it with Orton. And that's probably going to end up being the situation again where these guys are going to go out. I mean, Edge is already gone. So that leaves really Cena and, if you want to count him, Orton. And that's it. And Orton's not reliable at this stage. He either gets hurt or suspended. And it's going to come a point where Cena will get seriously hurt. It's just a matter of time. The question is, when it happens, I don't know. But he's gone too long without any kind of real injury that we've heard about for it to not take its toll on his body. I mean, we heard with his elbow how bad it was, so just imagine how bad the rest of him is.
I think the WWE missed the boat on Orton and Punk, and Danielson is top tier superstars. Orton, you're right, is entirely unreliable at this point in his career, and he doesn't get it, and I don't think he ever will. Punk, the business has passed Vince by to the point where he thinks that he associates Punk with Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels. Like, Shawn Michaels was never going to get the push that he got until he just demanded it with his work. Punk could be a superstar in that company, yet they won't allow him the opportunity to do so because Vince is still obsessed with the physique of guys like Ryback. That's why those guys continually get pushes. That's why those guys continually get top spots when they don't deserve it.
Yeah. I mean, Ryback, I'm sorry, love him, hate him, whatever, he really has no business. He had no business being in the main event last month. He had no business being in the main event this month. And he won't have any business next month either.
Well, I don't think we'll have to worry about him being in the main event next month with what happened tonight, which we'll take a look at in just a little bit. Why don't we take a look at the first actual pay-per-view match, what I like to call the Jobber Elimination Survivor Tag Match.
Or in other words, bonus!
The Flying Vagina!
High chick.
Here we go.
Traditional Survivor Series match, Team Brodus Clay taking on Team Tensai or something like that. We had Brodus Clay, Jason Gabriel, Tyson Kidd, Sin Cara, and Rey Mysterio, Sin Bacha and Rey Mysterio taking on Tensai.
No, it's not Sin Bacha and Rey Mysterio.
Players.
It's Sin Bacha and the... it's the flying bottle of Pepto-Bismol, because my God, that was the pinkest outfit I've ever seen in my life.
Flying Vagina!
Somebody should have told them that the Susan G. Komen for The Cure was last month.
No, they couldn't because Cena had the copyrights on Pink last month. Omega got it right. He was around during our chat and through comments in every now and again. He got it right. Rey Mysterio was dressed as a 5-foot dildo.
Oh. Why does it not surprise me? He's the one whose mind went there.
No, I went up, dude, I went and looked up how to say flying vagina in Spanish.
Yeah, we gotta give him props for that one.
Can you pronounce it now? Can you, like, say it? Actually say it?
I'm trying to dig it up. Alright, there's my comment about drinking Rose's bathwater.
He's scrolling up, okay. Well, Team Mysterio wins.
La vagina, vuelo. La vagina, vuelo. The flying vagina.
La vagina fuelo?
La vagina fuelo.
Fuelo.
Fuelo. Fuelo.
Fuelo.
Yeah. Okay.
There you go. So, yeah, in the opening match, Team Mysterio defeats the other guys. And, this is a bunch of, a bunch of guys on two teams that have potential, some of them. And this just goes back to you guys discussing, they're too afraid to actually give somebody that push over to the next level. There's a couple of guys here that you could pick out.
No. This was an example at points. Guys who have potential, guys who had potentials, and, oh my God, why the fuck are you still working? Tensai!
That spot with him and Brodus. Whew.
Motherfucker needs to learn how to jump. Yeah, I think I missed the spot you're talking about.
He went to get... All right, Tim. Brodus... And part of it was Brodus' fault, because Brodus set him up way too close to the ropes.
Okay.
But Brodus set him up for a packet, for a package suplex. You know,
yeah.
Like Taz used to do. Albert didn't jump and took the whole fucking thing on his face.
Oh my god.
Are you sure it was a package suplex and not a botched back body drop?
No, it was the package suplex.
Either way, it was Tensai landing on his face, and Spug and I are just going, why the fuck is he still there?
And
I can hear Mace muttering from over here.
There you go.
It's not the first time he's, you know, done that. He did that to what, Ryback when he didn't hit the go up for his move?
They had the bathroom break kind of early in this. They had the bathroom break kind of early in this pay-per-view, guys. The Divas Championship match was up second on the card. Eve defending against Caitlin. Eve retaining.
Yeah, I went out and discussed possibilities of my video capture card with the old man for about, I think it's a good 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I came, I ordered a t-shirt, and the match was still going.
Oh, this well, one.
By the way, it's quite possible it's either gone or you got the last few minutes. TFury.com has an awesome Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles shirt.
Yeah, well, I took the opportunity to run upstairs and have my fourth cigarette of the day. Yeah, that's right. Only four all day. Be proud of me.
And all four of them probably came during this pay-per-view.
No, but they could have. They damn could have. So... Yeah, Eve retains against Caitlyn. Pisses me off. I think that it's about time they give it to Caitlyn, but that's just me.
They need more people in the Divas division. They really do. And
so the entire thing needs an overhaul. You know, really, seriously. You got people like Natty and Tamina, you know, and you give us what we see every week. It's like there's two women in the Divas division right now.
It's the same everywhere at the moment. Like, even TNA has this problem. They had a number one contenders battle royal on Impact, and it was five women.
Yeah.
You know, what happened in the days where you would have, you know, 10, 12 females, most of which could wrestle.
Yeah.
And, you know, you could actually do something with the character.
You've got
the bitch, you've got the good girl, you got the bitch, you got the good girl.
All right, Mace, I'm going to interject real quick on you, and I will
if
answer
you. If you're going to pull up WSU, please don't.
No. I'm not pulling up WSU. I'm not pulling up WSU at all. If you look at the two individuals who are in the ring for the Divas title match tonight, what were they?
A blonde and a brunette.
They were fitness models is the appropriate answer, sir. They were fitness models who were trained to be wrestlers. Who came in and beat up AJ on behalf of Vicky?
Tamina.
A fucking wrestler.
Yeah, but what the hell was she wearing?
A very gaudy flame suit looking thing. It was spangly. But it's the Lex Luger syndrome. It's people who are told they should be in wrestling because they have a certain look or personality, but they know nothing about the business, nothing about the history, and nothing about those who came before them. Yep. And it shows. You took Beth Phoenix, Natty, Tamina, AJ, Burchill, Caitlin, whatever, she's over in...
Kaylee.
Yeah. You took those individuals, and you had Awesome Kong, and wasted them. Wasted them. 100%. and now you're stuck. You made the bed, now you gotta lie in it, because you have painted yourself into this corner with no way out.
Oh no, they're gonna give themselves a way out. They put an open casting call out for more fitness, or just more girls in general. No wrestling experience required.
Curvy hips, then join WWE.
Tim? They have half a dozen females roaming around in NXT and FCW and all that shit down there. Quite a few that can actually wrestle. Why don't they start bringing them up? But at the same time, I'll also point this out. The Divas division is what the entire company will be like if they don't start pushing new stars. The counterpoint there is surprising. Sorry, I ran out of words. and by the way, Spog, you know how they say, hey, you said at the start of your whole thing, you know, they have people who turn around and go, you have a certain look, you should wrestle. Yeah, that's how I got brought into the business.
Oh, there you go.
Australian wrestling icon Mario Milano looked at me and he said, you're a big, strong guy, you should wrestle. I'm like, sure, why the fuck not? But then again, you know, me being me with my knowledge and all that shit, yeah, I don't fill those other brain dead qualifications, but you know.
So you're
I was about to call you our Australian diva.
Okay. Mate, were you a fan of the business before he said that to you?
Yes.
See, then it doesn't qualify. It doesn't count.
Doesn't count that way. Okay, that's different.
No,
there you go.
You understood. You knew.
I know. I was fucking with you.
It's not coming.
It's things like that that annoy
me.
I miss you. You're my favorite.
No, that would be Lindsay. She's the only favorite on this network.
Hashtag favorite.
Oh, my God.
We're gonna get her into long email battles again.
Oh no, it's not. Just a reminder, everybody, WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, and the Wild Talk Radio Network are brought to you by Tweaked Audio. Hey, grab a pair, get Tweaked. Some of the best audio buds out there for your audio devices. I absolutely love my earbuds from Tweaked Audio. Check them out, tweakedaudio.com. Use the promo code WTR or Wild Talk Radio and get, like, a massive discount.
33% off, Tim.
That's a lot, Rock.
I know. You can use them on your smartphone, like your iPhone, your iPad. You know, they go great with the TuneIn app where you can listen to all the Wild Talk Radio Network programming if you just type in Wild Talk Radio Network. Like former host of Anything Goes and CB Radio, Cindy Sin is right now.
There you go. Oh, hey, you know, I got to get a second pair, but I can't tell you why, because it's something to do with Christmas.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Maybe for someone in your family?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it's going to be the precursor to the main present for my son, Owen.
Ooh, nice. So, you know, grab your hair, get tweaked, tweakedaudio.com.
There you go.
When the hell will we turn into the home shopping network?
They pay for it. Since they're paying us for it.
Hold on, it's like we were having a discussion, we were having fun, all of a sudden the fucking commercial break came out of nowhere. I swear to God, I didn't see it coming.
Well, we're 10 minutes over time, so we had to do a quick commercial break. There you go, back to the pay-per-view.
That works, let's go.
Next match is the U.S. title championship on the line with champion title holder Antonio Cesaro, who can tell you to F off in six languages. Taking on R-Truth, who's waiting for little Jimmy to wash his hands after putting tissue paper on the toilet.
That was an
earlier
segment.
Promo, but fuck.
Yeah, if you missed that promo.
Cesaro do that wicked looking European?
Always.
Do you know which one I'm talking about, Mace?
Yeah, where he sort of throws him in the air and then hits him with the... That almost straight as all hell up a European.
Yeah. We were cleaning for the Thanksgiving coming up. So I was in and out during like the first part of the pay-per-view. So I missed most of that match. And I, the first time I saw that Euro was at SummerSlam, and I just kind of sat there in awe. Because one, you have to be nuts to go, hey, I wonder if I can do that. And two, you have to be nuts to go, hey, would you mind taking this? It's completely safe. It's just a face bump where I might punch you in the fucking throat if I miss.
Now, you gotta remember, William Regal used to throw those types of European uppercuts back in the day.
He never threw anybody up in the air and did it.
True, but he'd still throw the same direction, even if you're on your feet. That's still one hell of a move to take.
I do European uppercuts, and they're nasty. They're nasty. I mean, they're nasty to take, but, I mean, to have the control to throw someone in the air and have the aim to, while they're coming down, turn your body and land that thing so square and so perfect, it's like an architect drew it up, is amazing.
That would be because, you know, Antonio Cesaro, otherwise known as insert name by Alan Wojcik here, even though he's one of these guys who lacks a whole ton of charisma, can't exactly get the crowd to hate him, but he is still extremely technically sound.
If they would let him be Claudio,
which is good.
If they would let him be Claudio Castagnoli, he'd be a heel in a second.
Thank you, Alan.
I'm just telling you who he was.
I know. Relax, sunshine.
I did not bring up my association with Florida Indie Guy X for the 90th time.
Having a lot of fun right here on Sunday night.
Mind you, I will say this. Like, the obvious problem with Cesaro as a character is he's having trouble getting people to hate him. He's going off about, you know, I'm anti-American. That's only going to get you so far. You want to do something that's going to piss off the American crowds to the point where they're going to try and lynch mob you? That belt that he's got around his waist?
Change
throw it the fuck down, spit on it, and bring back the European title.
Exactly what I was thinking as soon as you started talking.
That's only good. I understand the premise behind it, but that's only good for about this much heat.
But it's this much more heat than what he's got now, which
is lukewarm.
I'll give you that, but the problem with Americans is they are only so patriotic, and especially wrestling fans. That, like, the generation of wrestling fans today just don't care. They really don't. They don't understand what that U.S. title means. They don't understand, you know, about Tully and others who've held that belt and what it meant. They don't get it. So to do that, they just, whatever. I think what you really ought to do with him, if you want to do the whole un-American bit, and I hate America, is you really need to have him start beating up classic wrestling icons who are American. Most notably, Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
While that would be nice, it's a road we've traveled down a lot of times. This is something that hasn't been done in quite a while. And as much as, you know, American wrestling fans aren't as patriotic as you're saying, I believe that because they still drop chant USA at the drop of a fucking hat, anybody who is not American, even without the history, knowing the history behind the US belt, the fact that it is the United States title, throwing it down and replacing it with the European title will be enough to help bring his character up a level.
Have you seen our sporting events? We'll chant anything.
Yes, I know. You're a bunch of fucking sheep. I know this.
I am
trying to get to your wavelengths, dude.
So you
know we usually travel on them.
Wait,
trouble with me down the road.
So you listen to me. I'm not
manipulation of fans. You should know this by now, Spock.
I do.
I have the greatest payoff if done properly.
I'm not disagreeing with the premise. I think it's fantastic. I personally, one, would love it. But I fear that the intelligence of the angle will be lost on the majority of idiot fans who don't fucking get it and never will.
And yet they'll still be the idiots that are chanting USA, USA every time he walks out with the belt. So it fucking works.
Now, that being said, just in case you guys are wondering, Cesaro won and retained the title.
Nobody cares.
Just let me get it in there while you guys are both taking a deep breath. Are you done? Are we moving on? What?
For now.
Okay. That being said, why don't we take our first real legitimate time out of the evening? Everybody listen. WTR Sunday night right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Don't forget the pick'em winners to be announced as soon as we're finished looking at the last three matches in Survivor Series. We got a whole lot more coming your way. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Tuesday nights, the Wild Talk Radio Network brings you Kayfabe Wrestling Radio with me, Alan Wojcik, and the Spud Guy. We'll bring you interviews with the biggest names from the past, present, and future in pro wrestling.
Hey everybody, this is Ed Spud. It's me. It's that D-O-double-G.
This is Jessica Havoc.
Hey everyone, this is Stevie Richards.
This is Harley Race.
The franchise Shane Douglas.
Plus, insights from the people who cover the business. It's Kayfabe Wrestling Radio, 9 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey, you.
Yes, you listening to WTR. You got an iPod, MP3 player, or some kind of Android device? Well, then why don't you go and get Tweaked? Tweaked Audio is high-performance, noise-reducing earbuds for simply awesome audio. There's four styles and six colors to choose from, so Tweaked Audio has a pair for everyone. You'll love the intense sound of all the Tweaked Audio products. They guarantee it. In fact, you get a lifetime limited warranty with all the shit they sell. Designed to sound great for music and talk, engineered for durability. Get your buds in red, blue, green, black, silver, or wood. Okay, that's not really a color, but they look pretty f***ing sweet. Four styles to choose from. Tweaked California, Tweaked Classic, Tweaked Parkour, and Tweaked Natural. Tweaked Audio earbuds retail from $19.95 to $34.95, but they're giving WTR listeners a deal. Because Wild Talk Radio rules and our fans rock. Just use the special code WILDTALK or WTR. Get your buds starting at only $12.95. Head on over to tweakedaudio.com. Grab a pair. Get tweaked. Tweaked Audio.
Whoa, ho, ho, everybody. Johnny Cashmere back here on wildtalkradio.com reminding you that every Friday night we get deep. That's right. Have your depth checked for free on wildtalkradio.com. Friday nights, 9 p.m. with my wake up call. We talk to guests from the world of paranormal, the world of fringe, guests like author Michael Cremo, guests like Ancient Aliens' own Philip Coppins, guests like Sci-Fi Channel's Ben Hansen, and many, many more scheduled throughout the year. Check us out Friday nights right here for your wake-up call. This is Johnny Cashmere.
Has your weekly Monday Night Wrestling fix got off the air?
Don't fret. All you need to do is change the channel to the WTR Raw Post Show.
I'm sorry that I came out here last week and ruined your family portrait, made out with your daughter, implied that you had sex with a bunch of fat, hairy old men, then poured beer on your unconscious body with your illegitimate bastard midget son. My bad.
Tune in every Monday night at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time as we break down everything that goes down on WWE Monday Night Raw.
What's up, Holmes? The champ is here.
Interact with us live every Monday night for the WTR Raw Post Show, 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Peace out, my brothers.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, the whole fucking show, Rob Van Dam. You're listening to me because you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio on the Wild Talk Radio Network, boo.
Well, it's a big show.
And welcome back to WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, brought to you by Tweaked Audio, tweakedaudio.com. Grab a pair, get tweaked. Yeah.
Have another drink,
back.
Tim.
What's that?
Have another drink, Tim.
Hang on. I gotta make more of this stuff, it's good.
Oh, good lord.
What?
Weren't you supposed to, like, you know, make it and do a show about making your stuff? You know, that's sort of
That's coming. That's coming. We're actually doing stuff. I'm getting stuff ready for that. It's coming. It's coming. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
right. just like the hockey season's coming.
Just like hockey season's coming eventually. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about hockey. We're not talking about a little thing called the hockey show either.
Doesn't the lockout have to end for the hockey show to happen?
Unless there's, like, major news to talk about, Lindsay, because it's a lot of fun to speculate about shit. If you're a hockey fan.
Which we are not. Yeah, we're wrestling fans, so we can get back to the wrestling now.
Yeah, absolutely, which is exactly where I was going, but Rock derailed it, so blame him.
Don't care. Put it back on the rails. Let's keep going.
Up next, Survivor Series pay-per-view, the world title match. We got Big Show versus Sheamus.
Hold on. Are we going to talk about that awesome promo between Vicky and AJ?
Oh, do we have to? Okay, let's
talk. No, we're not.
There was an awesome promo between AJ and Vicky, and Tamina beat AJ down.
Funny lines, bad Photoshop, ha-ha, the end.
Yes, and never show Vicky in that sort of dress again in the picture. That was terrifying.
Anyway, the next match was World Heavyweight Championship between Sheamus and Big Show.
Yeah, Sheamus won by DQ, so he doesn't get the belt.
I was so pissed. Much. I would have had everything right if they had not reversed this decision. Such bullshit. Bullshit! Shenanigans!
It was rigged. It's a sham.
Something. There were shenanigans happening with this match. I think that somebody was paid off.
No, that came later in the show.
So, yeah, you know, it was a good match, fine. I don't really have anything to talk about with it.
It wasn't as good as last month's match, but it was pretty good.
Yeah.
It was coma-inducing boring.
Tell us what you really
think. It was horrible.
Don't hold back now.
God, it was... No, this is about as far as I'm going with it, because most of the time I just went and did other shit. I think at this point I decided to sit down and watch Are You Serious?
Are You Serious?
Because at least that featured Puppet H. But
yeah, but
wasn't this week's episode great?
Wait a second, Puppet H is back?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, we should start watching.
But yeah, it was one of these things of, like, I really don't want to see this match, and it proved me every reason why. It was slow. It was boring. It had a convoluted ending that made no sense. It set up yet another why the fuck aren't you letting Dolph Ziggler cash in situation. And the entire thing was just bad from start to finish. So let's move on.
There you go. Next match. Team Ziggler versus Team Foley.
Before we move on, Spug had a prediction for what we're getting next month after the brutal attack by Sheamus afterwards.
Oh, Spug has a prediction?
Sheamus Big Show chair match.
Why didn't he get that on record before it actually happens?
That might actually be fun, especially if at the end we finally see Ziggler cash in.
The crowd
Ziggler is never going to cash in.
No, that's my prediction, is Ziggler cashes in at TLC.
You know what? I'm not even gonna bother. I'm gonna sit with my whole thing of his contract is going to be the first one to ever expire. Because every month, everybody says the same thing. Ziggler's gonna cash in. Ziggler's gonna cash in. They tease it. And they tease it. And they'll put a situation in which will be fucking perfect. Then don't follow up on it. And everybody gets disappointed. So you know what? Fuck it. We're not going to give bonus points for Ziggler cashing it in because, frankly, he's probably never going to cash it in because that means pulling the fucking trigger on him, which, as we've explained, WWE doesn't like to do.
Well, every month when everybody said, oh, Ziggler's going to cash in tonight, I've always said, no, he's not. But I am now saying he's cashing in next pay-per-view.
And then we'll say on air, Tim was wrong. Tim was wrong.
That never happens.
Happens all the time.
I don't know what you're talking about. It never happens. Anyway, next match. Team Ziggler versus Team Foley.
Very solid match for a Survivor Series match.
Well, one prediction that a lot of people, or at least a few people, were bantering back and forth in the chat during the pay-per-view was Randy Orton heel turn. Are you disappointed it didn't happen?
It's coming.
Yeah, they're teasing it.
Now, in the same vein, do you see a Dolph Ziggler face turn?
No.
No. If anything, this was the start of the Miz's face turn.
Oh, this wasn't because, the start of it. They started that like 3 weeks ago. Come on.
Yeah, but this is like... The rest was like the prelude. Now we're getting the actual... He's willing to play ball. He's willing to help out his team. He went to bat for Foley. He did it for the fans and all that other BS that they like to feed everybody who's turning face.
Okay.
However, I would have loved Spug's version of Orton turning heel to happen, which would have been absolutely hilarious. Basically, when Ziggler was set up for the punt and Orton's gone back, I expect him to charge in, turn to the left, and kick Foley in the face.
And that never happened.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Damn it. Well, you know, maybe we can get you on the booking committee at some point in time.
Please, again, they love stealing our ideas for free anyway.
Well, yeah, it seems like that sometimes, doesn't it? Boy, I'll tell you. Yeah, Ziggler winds up winning and is the sole survivor of the Survivor Series tag match. And if there was a good time for Randy Orton to punt Foley, it would have been after Ziggler drops him with the super kick and gets the 1-2-3, don't you think?
Yeah, but I can see it coming on Raw. I can see his frustrations boiling over and him attacking Foley on Raw.
Yeah. So,
by the way, well, Randy Orton, oh my god, what a counter that we saw coming.
No top rope RKO spots, I was sad.
No, he used the other one where he spins the opponent around four times and then hits the RKO.
Right.
I think it's by number four on the list of about 50 same counters that he loves to use.
By the way, am I the only one that just wants to like smack him on the back of the head whenever he goes into convulsions?
He's coiling. He's getting ready to strike. And if I have to hear Michael Cole correct JBL one more fucking time.
I was surprised all night that JBL was taking it easy on Cole. I was expecting with Cole correcting JBL to JBL just basically verbally tear him a new one.
He did once.
He did
well,
once.
Or but I
no, he did it twice. Head. He did it twice during the show. And the thing is JBL's a different sort of announcer. Like when you watched Jim Ross when he first came in, or you listen to Joey Styles, or Mike Tenay, or hell, Gorilla Monsoon. When they talk, they throw in knowledge from other forms and areas of wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it helps connect with what's going. It helps connect what's going on in the ring with the audience. That, hey, I just learned something while watching grown men in spandex beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah, and it happened all night tonight. JBL was throwing references out left, right, and center, and the second JBL would start explaining a character's history or... like, there's one prime example was while Tensai was in the ring, he mentioned that he won the...
New Japan or something.
New Japan Cup or whatever it is. One of their big tournaments.
Yeah,
two times in a row.
The
only non-Japanese person to do it. Michael Cole suddenly went on, oh my god, and I'm talking about another big man. It's David Otunga, the big homegrown man, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, for fuck's sake, it's okay to mention other companies. You're not gonna, it's not the 90s. You aren't WCW. You aren't gonna cause hundreds of thousands of people to suddenly grab their remote and check out another company. You have
and
a monopoly at a fucking market.
Last I checked, WWE has a working deal with New Japan.
Yeah. It's one of those weird things of like, you have somebody who's willing to come out there and bring in history and talk about people's pasts and their accomplishments and sound like a knowledgeable wrestling announcer. And then you got the fucking corporate shill Michael Cole cutting him off every 30 seconds. But mind you, JBL, in the fun-loving bastard that he is, took pot shots like a mofo tonight, and it was awesome.
I know. It's great. Though he did get the facts wrong, kind of.
A couple of times, but you know what? It's forgivable.
It's great, but it's great, though. He's at least throwing out stuff out there, which is good.
Oh, I think he was talking about how they were the only non-Americans to do it. Non-Japanese to do it.
Right, yeah, I know. But the internet goes crazy and they throw out stuff and put it on the news sites.
Well, the internet... Again, I'm like...
internet fans are retards. Let's just leave it at that.
Move on.
Except
it can't be on the internet if it's not true.
Right. But I know Lindsay liked Daniel Bryan's tights in this one.
They were cool looking.
No.
What do you mean, no?
No.
Yeah, shut
He's
the fuck up.
He's making a funny because it said no all over his tights.
I know.
No.
Can we just hang up on him now?
No.
Basically, Daniel Bryan as the pissy little crazy obsessed girlfriend, the entire thing that he's doing right now is fucking hilarious.
It's fun. Awesome.
Priceless. This is gold that the two of them have got going.
I wish we get more of it. I wish they would put more of it on TV. And they kind of stopped, and it's disappointing.
I want to see a Kane-Daniel Bryan blow off.
Oh, it'll come eventually.
It's coming. But in the meantime, sit back and enjoy the ride.
Yeah, have fun with it. So, yeah. I'm glad to. I'm actually glad Ziggler won. You don't think so?
It's good that he's won, but again, it seems the only wins he picks up are in arbitrary, mean nothing in the long run situations.
The only way this will matter, his win tonight, if he continues to win. If he loses to Randy Orton tomorrow, tonight was useless.
Tonight was
which you know is going to happen.
I still stand by the two things that I said. That one, he needs to separate completely from Vicky before even thinking about getting a real title push, because he could be a top flight heel.
Yes.
Ever. Two, there is something missing from Ziggler, and I cannot put my finger on it. He has the in-ring skill. He has the ability to take insane bumps from time to time. He has the ability to sell his ass off like Perfect did. He is a modern day Kurt Hennig. I will definitely agree with that. But there is something missing from him that I cannot put my finger on.
Something like intangible, almost like the type of attitude that he portrays. He doesn't really, he's, for all that he's got going for him, he's vanilla right now. He doesn't have any flavor. He's got no color.
To an extent, yeah.
They gotta let him talk more. And I think that might help.
Yeah, they haven't really, they've given him a very, very short leash to do anything.
Watch his promo from WWE main event this past week. You can see there's a little bit there. There's more that we don't see weekly when he's able to just on his own cut a promo.
And I think it's more if they take the leash off a bit or extend the rope a bit where he's able to flesh out his own character in his own way to make it himself a lot more, that it might fill in that gap.
I want to take
plus,
a really quick...
Plus some credibility might fucking help, too.
Yeah. I just want to take a really quick little time out to say hello to Michael Peterson, who's listening to us all the way over in Europe. I think it's like Sweden or Switzerland or something like that. It's got to be like 5 o'clock in the morning for him, and he's tuned in to listen to us talking. So, yeah, them guys, yeah. And I don't know, he speaks like German or some Germanic.
Tim. If he lives in Sweden, he speaks Swedish.
Swedish. But if he's in Switzerland, he could be speaking German Swiss.
He's not...
He's over there someplace. Sweden, Switzerland.
More Dutch than
you know,
anything.
Something like that. But anyway, yeah, I just wanted to give him a shout-out because really appreciate the fact that he stays up to like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning to listen to us rant and rave on a Sunday night.
Now is the time on Sprockets in which we dance!
Dance, fun,
and
dance.
We've lost him.
There we go. And he just said, fuck you guys, I'm out of here. Yeah, no. Let's take
well,
a look.
If he's in Sweden, have you seen the Turbo Tractor?
The which?
The whatty whatten?
The Turbo Tractor. Here, I'll find the YouTube link while you talk about the next match.
Alright. I'm saying my goodbyes because I have a pregnant lady who is hovering.
Well, tell the pregnant lady it's just like 5 minutes because we've got one more match to talk about, Spuck. Just one more match. And it's the WWE Championship Triple Threat match. CM Punk right back versus John Cena.
If you get me hurt, Tim, I will kill you.
Wouldn't be the first time you threatened me.
Kill him.
Shut up, Ryback.
I will feed you to Ryback.
Well, okay, you know, I'll just say it right now. I didn't hate this match. It was pretty good. It was entertaining. Wasn't the hugest fan.
Well, I also hate to admit, this was a solid main event.
Yeah.
It was a solid main event. I was... At the beginning, when they announced it, I wasn't sure how it was going to work. And then, I mean, for the most part, it was pretty solid. Punk playing the cowardly heel, you know, really not being involved a whole lot. I thought it flowed real well. The only thing that I think would have worked better at the ending of the match was to have the three of them do the Nexus salute and Punk do it back.
That would have helped because it would actually help CM Punk. Because you got to figure that eventually he's going to be the mastermind behind everything, him or Heyman.
It would be great if it was Punk.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ending wasn't exactly in Punk's favor. Like, to be honest, in the last couple of months, he's been made to look like a very weak champion.
Even this
match in general, like I basically put it down in our production chat that this was like Cena as Superman going up against Doomsday, who was Ryback, in this epic battle between the two. And then you have little Lex Luthor, played by CM Punk, popping his head in every now and again just to get hit by a random shot from the other two.
Man, what a geek.
Oh my god, Spug wants Turbo Tractor!
Yeah, you saw the YouTube link, did you?
This is, oh my god!
Dude, I want this thing!
Spug want!
Anyway, just to rebut you a little bit, Mace, I don't know what they're doing with Punk right now, making him come across as a bit of a weaker champion. That's kind of old school, what they're doing with that, I think. And I have no problems with him looking like a weak champion, you know, sneaking out the wins, however, you know, opportunistically he does. He's still retaining the belt, and people are still giving him heat, even though they're still
cheering. I'll agree with that. I will agree with that, Tim. But the fact that it's always having to come by interference, whether it's by a referee or by... Holy shit, I want that tractor. I've just seen him drive it out of the shed and then all of a sudden take off like a bat out of hell. That's fucking awesome.
yeah, that's Michael's tractor.
Yeah, but basically, yeah, I'm all for, you know, Punk having to sneak a win out any way he can. That's fine. But when it's coming at the cost of, you know, having to do it via interference, whether it's by a referee with his own agenda, or whether it's by introducing this group of guys and by God, please handle this good tomorrow, else I'm going to be really pissed off. Mm-hmm. It just makes the champion look a lot weaker than what he really is. There's a difference between sneaking the win at any opportunity and looking weak as fuck.
Well, you know, it's only really happened blaringly twice now. Two pay-per-views,
yeah, on
consecutively.
In matches where if he had won, even by some sneak means, it still would have meant more.
Well, if it was the last 6 months in a row, then, you know, I'd be bitching and complaining about it myself. But right now, I don't see the, you know, the next tag title or the next championship title defense being a weak win.
No, I don't think so, because he's going to have to get a strong win because he's going up against The Rock.
Exactly. He needs strong wins leading into this thing.
After tonight, now's the time to start building that.
By the way, this tractor, oh my god, you can do fucking drifts and burnouts in the damn thing.
Right?
It's awesome.
I'm still watching this video, and every time they're doing something, I'm like, this is fucking awesome.
I know, right? I can't believe somebody's absolutely going nuts about a tractor and you're not from Nebraska.
Shut your mouth!
Tim, I grew up in the farmer mountain areas of northern Victoria. So I basically grew up driving tractors and shit like that.
Yeah, I'm just hacking because it's making me laugh. That's all.
You know how awesome tractor pulls are, dickhead?
Yes, my family are farmers. Not my immediate family.
No. Tractor pulls. I'm talking like big framed, six engine fucking tractor pulls.
Awesome. Yes, and I've got cousins who have participated in tractor pulls. I've been to tractor pulls.
Love me some tractor pulls and some mud racing.
Demolition derby.
I do.
Demo derby and the monster trucks.
Demolition derby in years.
Yeah, my son loves the monster trucks. So.
No, I tell you what's fucking fun. Roller derby. That's fun.
Roller derby? They've got a team from New York and somewhere else down here this weekend. I'm trying to get tickets.
God, I haven't seen roller derby for a good 10 years. Used to watch it all the time.
Anyway,
on TV.
Let's wrap up this pay-per-view, shall
we? We should get further off track. We should explain it. Yes. Tim should explain the finish to the people.
The finish? What the hell? All of these guys, apparently from NXT, I counted three of them, invade the ring and attack Ryback.
Just Ryback.
Only Ryback, and they made a statement doing it. Now, from a storyline point of view, this gets Ryback out of that main event picture and gives him a direction. I'm not the originator of that idea. One of you guys said it in chat. I think it might have been Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And no, that's a great idea. So,
because I know me and Lindsay have at least been discussing, what do you do with Ryback after this, because, you know, he's going to have to get out of the title picture. We thought he would go up against some big monster like Mark Henry. But having him go up against these three guys, that could work, because reportedly, supposedly, these guys can go.
All three of them versus Ryback. Always three on one.
Yes, mob mentality, and you keep them as a mob mentality. You don't turn them into roster members, are you listening to TNA?
Absolutely. Now, who said Nexus 2.0 or 3.0?
That
was that
be
Spud?
Mixer.
Oh, you. Okay. Yeah.
Me and Mace.
All right, Spud and Mace. I'll give you both credit for it. But, yeah, if they handle it good this time, it could turn out awesome. And Ryback will, of course, play the role of John Cena.
If you put Punk and Heyman in the mentor role with these three,
yep,
it would be fucking awesome.
You have money right there, without question.
Yeah.
That's a definite payoff, absolutely. And, of course, Punk retaining the title, as we mentioned, we paid the black, and that's the pay-per-view. Guys, I enjoyed TNA's pay-per-view last week more than I did Survivor Series.
I would agree.
Yeah, because it had better wrestling on the overall last week.
Yeah, this one for me is hovering right between a C plus and a B minus.
And that said, there was nothing wrong with this show.
Yeah, well, there was a lot of good stuff that happened, but there was also a lot of not so good stuff, and it's just becoming, you know, like almost like standard WWE safe pay per view stuff. You know what I mean?
Right.
It wasn't good. It wasn't bad. It was just, at least for me personally, I didn't care about anything on this card. The only reason I watched it was because Omega wasn't here.
I have to admit, I was watching because of the main event. I wanted to see if it was going to, there was two ways it could go. It wasn't going to be middle of the road. It was either going to be solid or a train wreck. And it was, like Mace says, it was solid. So I'm not disappointed by that. Of course, if it was a train wreck, I wouldn't be disappointed either, but that's a whole different, different set of reasons why.
Alright, and this show didn't leave us going, oh my god, scratching our heads, what the fuck just happened? Logical finishes, for the most part.
For the most part, yeah.
Look, the show was solid. The matches were average to okay in the first half.
Yeah.
But your main Survivor Series match lived up to what it was.
Yep.
Considering the short end booking that it is.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It lived up quite well. And the main event was surprisingly solid. To be honest, those last two matches are what saved this show from being, oh my god, this is like watching Raw for 3 hours again.
I was about to say, yeah, not to open a can of worms, but who thinks this felt like a $50 $50 Raw?
No, it didn't.
I didn't.
To be honest, when they got to the main event, I looked at my clock and I said, it's been nearly 2.25 hours already.
Yeah, this flew by.
A pay-per-view that holds you in and the time flies without you realizing it generally winds up being a really solid, you know, here, we're stuck on that word, man. Solid. It was solid, brother. A solid pay-per-view.
And hey, given the overflow of crap that we've gotten in the last 6 months, solid is good.
Yeah.
And they booked this pay-per-view better in terms of match placement. They built you up. They put the world title match, the Survivor Series, and then the WWE title. They put all the weaker matches on early.
Yeah, and it was dragging early. And then it, like, picked up a head of steam and went straight, snowballing right down the hill. It just picked up and went. So, that being said, I want to say thank you very much to Spud for joining us tonight. Thanks a lot, Spud.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Yes, do come back.
We are glad to have sedated your hunger for wrestling discussion with spirit of passion.
This is why also debate. Like
indeed.
Sedated.
Indeed. I'm going to go rub a pregnant lady's belly.
Mm-hmm.
All just right. Don't... Well, you have fun doing that.
No. No. All right. I know what y'all are getting at. No. That happened earlier.
Okay.
Just make sure she doesn't break it.
We don't need elaboration.
No.
Just remember, dude, I've got to ask. You've got gym in the morning, yeah? You working legs?
No. I'm doing back tomorrow.
I'd recommend legs.
Listen, Tim is the only one here, aside from me, who knows what this is like. Pregnant lady, pregnant women want one of two things: sex, or they want cuddled. That's it.
No, no, you forgot the third thing, but I don't know if it's the same with you and yours as it was
food?
With me and mine. Yep.
Yeah, she gets
sex,
weird
cuddle,
crazy.
Food.
Yeah.
That's all. You know, that was it. That was the menu. That was
yeah.
breakfast, lunch, dinner. Sex
yeah.
at breakfast, cuddling at lunch, and food at supper.
No, I see. It goes in that order. Like, it, we had the sex earlier, so now it's the cuddle time, and she'll wake me up at like 3 in the morning to go get her food.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, and expectant fathers the world around know exactly what we're talking about.
Uh-huh.
Everybody else is like, I don't care.
Yeah, you don't get it. Like, and it's not even a, like I'm better than you, and you don't. It's that, it's just, it's one of those things. And this is the second time I've gone through it, and I'm thinking about getting the snip snip.
Just so you don't have to worry about having all that sex a third time.
No, I like the sex. I just it gets rough, man. When you know you go for an hour, and then like 20 minutes later, she's like, "You want to go again?" I am not a rodeo pony. Like,
okay, you just proved that sex with a pregnant woman is like eating Chinese food. 20 minutes later, she wants more.
Sex with a pregnant lady is awesome. I'm just saying. But that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, we already, well, Mace has accused me of doing it, but already ruined his day talking about sex with a pregnant lady.
That's just
it's not that to disgust me. It's the thought of you, aka Grandpa, having sex that fucked everything right over.
Quit thinking about me having sex, Mace. That makes me nervous.
I just thought it was the fact that you mentioned vagina and it was something that Mace hasn't had in forever.
Oh.
Hey, but unlike other people on this network, at least I know what one is.
Oh. Oh. Wow.
What a shot, Mace.
Hey, if I want to take a shot at Alan, I'll take a shot at Alan.
Alan has a new last name. Meow. What?
Mace, you now made me mad attacking my co-host. I'm going to have to divorce you for my life.
Please, you'll be back in the morning.
There you go. Got it.
I'll bring the sausage.
Oh, great. Have a good night.
Go. Bye, Spud.
Hi-yo.
That, yeah. Everybody, that was the Spud guy. You catch him Tuesday night on Kayfabe Wrestling Radio with Mr. Personality, Alan Wojcik.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it was fun to have him back on the show, I have to admit it. That was kind of entertaining.
And you only say that now that he's hung up.
Well, I don't want to say it when he's within earshot because, you know, it'll go to his head or something.
Well, you realize Rock is recording it so he can clip that?
Yeah. I know. He's going to hear it anyway, for Christ's sake. But
anyway,
oh well.
should we take a break, recover, and...
No, we got to announce a winner.
We've got
to announce the winner
of WTR.
I keep forgetting because the winner's not me and I'm not getting shit, so I don't give a fuck.
Well... You know, I'm just going to go through this really quickly. The winner's a pick'em. Winner going to get a copy of Bloodstained Memoirs courtesy of... Rock, that's your cue.
Revolver Entertainment, because I thought, you know, you were going to say it, because, you know, last time I cut you off, you said, oh, it's the dramatic pause.
It was a Sedora
no,
last time.
No, this time it was the old man.
No, this time it was me actually letting you do it. Don't give me this old man crap. Shut up. I'm not old yet. I'm 5 years away. Make it 6. Congratulations, Lindsay. You got bragging rights along with the Rock and King Kittens.
Woohoo!
Yeah, you got bragging rights. That's all you got. The winners of Bloodstained Memoirs are Amy and Tommy. Amy's not here. Tommy is.
But guess what, Tim? Me and Lindsay are winners. We both do actually have copies of Bloodstained Memoirs, courtesy of Revolver Entertainment, and we will be reviewing it on the rack in the near future.
That's not the same damn thing you would have reviewed it anyway. Shut up.
Yes. By the way, no rack. It's Thanksgiving. I will be drunk and on a turkey high, so screw you all.
And I just want to tell Kane Kittens...
That's the best time to bloody get a show going.
Yeah, I want to tell Kane Kittens that you screwed up. I'm actually tied for, like, 8th. Not... alone in 13th, you screwed up. I had more than one right.
So we shall find out something to do on Turkey Day.
Because Mace will step in because he's not, you know, self-involved.
You know what? Mace and Tim could do a show.
Hey, Mace, what do you want to talk about on Thursday?
Nothing with you.
Thanks a lot. Asshole.
What are we going to do? Sit there and talk hockey? No.
Trade insults? No. Football!
No. You know what? You know what's going to happen instead?
I know football.
I'm going to sit there and I'm going to stream video games.
Oh, sweet.
And you know what? I might even, because as we all know on this network, I am somewhat Americanized. I might have to go out and buy some, you know, some turkey and some American beer or piss water and, you know, get drunk and eat turkey and stream video games and fall asleep.
Mace, it's an old joke, but I still like it because even though it's old, it's true. American beer is like making love in a canoe. They're both fucking close to water.
Pretty much.
Ba-dum-dum.
So instead, I might get some Japanese beer.
So, there you go. Sapporo.
Either way, I'm quite sure I shall find something Americanized to stream on the Twitch TV player, which, if you haven't been watching this past week, you've been missing out on some really good shit.
Why don't you play Madden 13?
Because I don't own it.
Oh.
I have the demo, and nobody wants to see me play the same four fucking teams over and over again.
No, go get a copy of Madden 13, I'll pick up a video.
I'm quite sure so I can pull $100 out of my ass, Tim.
And I'll play a game over the net, against you, and we'll stream it.
No, wait, Tim, you don't have a PlayStation 3.
My son does.
Well, then you know what, Tim? You have until Friday to FedEx me a copy of WWE 13, of Madden 13, so I can fucking play it. Because I can tell you now, I won't have the money for it.
No, because if I FedEx it to you on Friday, then it'll be a day late.
No, His Friday.
Well, you see, I'm sorry, he's the only one who's not in the same date, you know, like, day zone.
Yes.
Whatever.
But he fits into our time schedule quite nicely.
So there. Why don't we take that break now that we've announced the winner and we'll come back and do some shit?
Yes, we're going to do some shit when we come back.
Yeah, everybody listen to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Once again, first timers, thank you for tuning in. Don't go anywhere. We're going to have a lot more fun. We'll be back right after this.
Pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com. Again, the web address is PWMania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWMania.com.
Hey man, what's your name?
Hello, my name is Jimmy Pop and I'm a dumb white guy.
Why are you sitting there all alone?
Been fresh than me since 1983.
Well, that ain't good.
The drummer from the Vipers only got one arm.
You're kind of weird. You always sing everything you say?
Yeah, but don't give a damn if you don't like me.
Hey, I didn't say anything like that. Man, in fact, I was going to ask if you want to do something if you're not too busy. What you doing around Wednesday, around 8:30?
Eat Spam from the can. Watch late night C-SPAN. And rock out to old school Duran Duran.
Well, I know this awesome wrestling show on WildTalkRadio.com. Just another goddamn wrestling show with Jed Schaefer and Scott Barry and the Cheapwood paneling. They talk about all the wrestling news of the week. Want to listen in? Maybe even call in?
Hell yeah!
Cool. Now, stop looking at me that way.
You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, so let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Yeah, I don't roll that way. But there is this guy on the show. His name's Joey Gay.
Hey, you.
Yes, you listening to WTR. You got an iPod, MP3 player, or some kind of Android device? Well, then why don't you go and get Tweaked? Tweaked Audio's high-performance, noise-reducing earbuds for simply awesome audio. There's four styles and six colors to choose from, so Tweaked Audio has a pair for everyone. You'll love the intense sound of all the Tweaked Audio products. They guarantee it. In fact, you get a lifetime limited warranty with all the shit they sell. Designed to sound great for music and talk, engineered for durability. Get your buds in red, blue, green, black, silver, or wood. Okay, that's not really a color, but they look pretty sweet. Four styles to choose from. Tweaked California, Tweaked Classic, Tweaked Parkour, and Tweaked Natural. Tweaked Audio earbuds retail from $19.95 to $34.95, but they're giving WTR listeners a deal. Because Wild Talk Radio rules and our fans rock. Just use the special code WILDTALK or WTR. Get your buds starting at only $12.95. Head on over to tweakedaudio.com. Grab a pair. Get tweaked. Tweaked Audio.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
Hey, I just can't stand.
And you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
I've been feeling real good. Came a long way from misunderstood. Far away from the days where I wouldn't want to go home. Cause I was afraid of the truth. See, I was scared to admit. The feeling was in the back of my head.
And welcome back, WTR Sunday Night, Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, brought to you by Tweaked Audio. Grab a pair, get tweaked. Now, we're going to talk about another list. This time, I can't blame Rock, even though I tried to.
He tried.
I did.
He tried.
You and your damn lists.
He
no,
tried.
No, this time, it's Mace's fault.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I never said to Rock use it.
You sent it to me. I said you sent it to me.
I said it in general conversation, you fucking asshole.
And with that said...
This would be the roundtable. Anthony Dancy roundtable. With no intro. Dun, 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 dun. With no intro. Dun, 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 dun.
All right. Roundtable tonight is this list we're talking about. It's WWE's website ranking the top 20 icons of the Attitude Era. Now, pay attention. I'm going to rattle through all 20 of them real fast. Then we're going to break it down and take a look at it. Coming in at number 20 is APA. 19 is Shane McMahon. Goldust at 18. Number 17 is the Dudley Boys. Bret Hart at 16. Kurt Angle at 15. Team Extreme is at 14. Unlucky number 13 is Stephanie McMahon, followed by The Big Show at number 12. 11 is Edge and Christian. Starting at the top 10 is Y2J. Kane is at number 9. 8 is New Age Outlaws. Undertaker at number 7. Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels at number 6. Mr. McMahon
is number 5. Number 4, Mick Foley. Number 3, Triple H. Number 2, The Rock. And number 1, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Again, WWE screws up lists.
So where do we begin?
First off, number 1, I would have the world's hardest time arguing with anybody Stone Cold Steve Austin's position. Let's just get that out of the way right now.
Yeah, I agree, because they're calling it icons of that era. When the first name you think of is Steve Austin. Yeah, I agree.
And the second name you think of?
Vince.
Vince, yeah.
And so, go ahead, Liz.
Vince and Austin really did define that era. When you think Attitude Era, you think Austin McMahon.
Yeah.
Because that's what made it.
So The Rock at number 2 is uh-uh.
Rock is top 5, but yeah, Vince needs to come higher.
Mace?
Rock, I'd say number 4. You'd probably go Austin McMahon, Foley, Rock, Michaels, New Age Outlaws, Triple H, Undertaker, Kane.
I would have Undertaker above the Outlaws.
I'd have Undertaker above Triple H.
I wouldn't. See, to be honest, the Undertaker isn't as pivotal as we've been seeing, because we've been going through what is the main bulk of the Attitude Era on the WWE 13 playthroughs. The Undertaker's sort of, he's been the catalyst for a lot of things, but he was never really the focus.
Right.
Which is why I wouldn't put him as high. The only reason why I put the Outlaws up as high as I do is because how they helped mold the DX attitude that became linked with the Attitude Era.
Okay, yeah, true. Now, how would you defend Mick Foley at number 4?
I wouldn't have moved him to 3. Because he's one of the most pivotal players throughout, especially with his three faces. All three characters, they all played a role in the Attitude Era, which started, I guess they're starting with 97, right, Mace?
By the sounds of it, yeah.
Yes.
97 going through 2002.
It started with Mankind.
I'd say a lot longer than that, Tim.
Well, 2004, but...
It started with Mankind. You had moments with Austin and Dude Love. You had Austin and Mick Foley. Austin and Mankind working together. You had Rock and Mankind. He was a pivotal character. He's one of the faces of that era, and he should be top 3.
Yeah, I could agree with Foley at top 3, because he was the link. No. Again, playing through the Attitude Era mode, we sort of came to notice that Foley in any of his incarnations, whether it's Dude Love, Cactus Jack, or Mankind, had a bit of a hand in help shaping the early feuds of Stone Cold Steve Austin as WWE champion, or WWE champion. You know, the world wrestling champion.
By the way, if they waited like a few more months, because I watched the Legends Roundtable of the Attitude Era, everything you hear, WWF, World Wrestling Federation.
I know. If they had waited like an extra month to produce that footage, they would have been able to put all the references in properly.
Yeah.
But it's the unfortunate thing in game production. It's done many months in advance, blah, blah, blah. But going back to Foley, he was very pivotal in creating Stone Cold's early feuds, especially being the bridge between Austin to getting to McMahon. And then again, when The Rock was on the rise, Mick was used as the stepping stone, as the gatekeeper,
right,
before eventually getting his due. Which is the part we just finished doing on WWE 13 Attitude Era playthroughs on Twitch TV.
Coming up after the show.
Right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Woohoo!
Yeah! Keep up.
Now, just take a look at all 20 of these. Who does not belong in the top 20? Now, I'm not saying that they don't belong in any list concerning icon status for Attitude Era, but
Dudley's Goldust and Shane McMahon.
What about Stephanie? Does she belong in the top 20?
I would say Shane belongs in the top 20. I have him right where he's at, actually.
Shane and Stephanie Popolano.
Shane, but the thing is, Shane was more of a lackey.
Yeah.
In the era, he didn't really come into his own until the 2000-2001 deal, especially with the invasion. That was his spotlight.
But yeah,
Stephanie, she got a bit of the spotlight during that main bulk of the Attitude Era.
Yeah. I think
I would argue,
go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I would argue Angle doesn't belong in the top 20.
Yeah, his rise. Well,
he'd be
my number 20.
Yeah, he'd be. He should be at 20.
He should be at 20 because of the whole Eurocontinental Champion deal in 2000. Mm. That's when he started making a name for himself.
Right.
Yeah.
Goldust,
and he probably would be higher on the list had he agreed to the deal with WWE when they first approached him first time right after the Olympics.
No.
NCW was the ones that offered him the first shoot out of the Olympics.
No,
WWE.
WWF did, then he turned them down. ECW then offered, and he turned them down too.
I don't have a problem really with Y2J at 10.
Jericho didn't really rock up until 99?
Yeah.
July or August of 99.
Yeah. He showed up.
15 at most.
I thought for sure that he had shown up in 98.
No, 99.
No, he showed up in 99 because Taker was doing the ministry, and he interrupted Taker that first night.
No, he interrupted The Rock.
Oh, he interrupted The Rock, that's right.
And then it was Taker.
He interrupted The Rock.
Then he did Taker the week after.
Hardys should be down lower.
They should be 18.
Extreme.
They should be 18.
Yeah, they should be 18, definitely. They shaped the in-ring action of the time, but they didn't do it until late 99-2000.
Right. Now, this is probably going to be come across as a little weird to some people because I'm about to talk to Bret Hart. Do you think he belongs in the top 20? After all, he was at the onset of the Attitude Era, but he pretty much spent the entirety in WCW and then retired.
I like
16 is fine because it's one of those things of we're acknowledging the event that helped bring the beginning of the Attitude Era.
Right.
He helped usher in the Attitude Era.
He started by feuding with Vince on camera, and then you know Montreal, which we talked about earlier. So yeah, he's 16, 17 would be a great spot for him because they're calling him icons of the era. That's a spot for him. He was part of that. He was, you know, part of it.
Whose names are missing that you think might should be in the top 20?
I don't know.
It's like when you think about the height of the Attitude Era, it was Attitude Era versus NWO. NWO, of course, led by like Diesel and Scott Hall and stuff like that.
But you're not putting them on this list. But you don't put them on this list.
But before that, they were in WWF, and it was right around like the genesis of the Attitude Era.
'96. No.
Yeah, I was about to say. So they're just a little bit too early.
Yeah, they're too early.
They're about a year too early.
Just like 1 year.
One year and a couple of months and a few days.
Can you think? Is there anybody you can think of that belongs in the top 20 that isn't there?
Going through the game like we have been, I've played the whole thing. Mace is playing through it now on Twitch TV for us. Not really. Like there was only a certain amount of pivotal players.
Top 15.
Yeah, you could have just left it with top 10.
Yeah.
Because then you would have a really defined list.
Mm-hmm. And then you'd only have 10 spots to bitch about.
Pretty much.
To be honest, we probably wouldn't be bitching about the spots as much.
No, because overall, we've all said the top 10 is... We're not all, you know, agreeing where exactly they all line up, but out of the top 10, they're all big players.
Yeah, I would put HBK higher than Triple H.
I put him at a 5.
I put Sean at 5. I would put Triple H below Sean. Put them 5 and 6.
Yeah, well, they'd have to be like right next door to each other, but
cause,
yeah.
Because you've got to think about it this way. Michaels was instrumental in the Montreal Screwjob, which led into the McMahon promo of Brett screwed Brett. Then on top of that, Michaels is the founder of DX.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a good point.
He was the one who brought Hunter into it.
Right. But here's
he deserves the bigger spot.
Here's a name. Mike Tyson.
No. As one-time guest appearance? Fuck off.
But it's an icon of the era.
One-time spot that was used to get media coverage. That's all that was.
And I still firmly don't think that Mike Tyson should have gone into the Hall of Fame either. But he is because of that one-time appearance.
I will worry about that.
No, Drew Carey shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, no shit.
That's a given.
Shit.
Yeah, no,
the only guest appearance that deserved to be acknowledged in the Attitude Era or even have a token spot in the Hall of Fame was Pete fucking Rose.
Yes!
After the abuse he copped time and time again from Kane, that guy earned a spot.
I still wanted Pete Rose to show up in the anger management segments. I wanted it. I still do.
Every year that Kane's involved in WrestleMania, I'm still expecting a Pete Rose appearance. Even when they brought him out for the Hall of Fame induction, you know, they walk him out the next night on WrestleMania. I was expecting Pete Rose to be the one on the end, and Kane comes out and tombstones him anyway.
Kane did his induction.
Yeah, I know.
Have you seen the speech? It's awesome.
I have seen this because I distinctly remember watching it and putting a picture on Facebook going, oh my god, Kane in a tux scares the shit out of me more than his gimmick.
Kane goes normal. It's freaky. I'm telling you, it could work. I'll never do it, but it'll work.
Oh, there you go. So basically that's the top 20 icons of the Attitude Era. And, as always, you're all more than welcome to either agree or disagree and express your own opinions.
And if you want to see more of the Attitude Era, then you tune in after Wrestle Talk Radio goes off the air. Just click that little Twitch player below the Justin TV player on our page, and you'll get to see more as we play through the Attitude Era in WWE 13. Completely commentary.
So those of you who were...
Or in other words, watch Mace explode when he can't win a cage match.
Yeah. So for those of you who are not
Tim, shut up a minute.
I want to clarify this for those that actually watched this last time we did it after the rack. After 3 attempts of the most horrid, abysmal blow-ups I've had over cage matches, I still didn't get all the requirements needed to complete the match in question. Like, it was Triple H versus Kane. I wasn't allowed to use a finisher. I had to use a 10 punch in the corner and escape the cage. In the end, I kept getting the 10 punch. Okay, those who watched saw me go ballistic because I fucked up 3 times. After we've gone off the air, I went back to complete these so I can get the trophy and complete the sections, as I said I was going to do. First fucking time, I went in and cleared it like it was the easiest match on the planet.
The pressure.
I pulled Brock and Lindsay back after I hung up to explain this to them.
But he did. We were sitting there talking, and all of a sudden, it's Random Mace in the conversation.
Yeah. So yeah, you don't want to miss it after the show, because it's going to be entertaining.
Yeah, so if you're paying attention to WTR Sunday Night anywhere else but Wild Talk Radio, come to the website, because that's the only place you're going to find the player embedded.
www.wildtalkradio.com. The Twitch player is right below the regular Justin TV player. And you'll get to see me screw things up.
Live.
And maybe he'll blow a gasket.
He did on Parasite. Anyway, Tim, next segment.
Yeah. What's that?
Next segment.
I think it's time for the great debate.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
Are you ready?
It's now time for this week's WTR Great Debate.
Are you serious for what?
Join the hosts as they debate the greatest wrestling entrance theme of all time.
I am CM Punk, and I am the voice of the voiceless.
Now step in to the WTR Squared Circle for this week's Great Debate.
You didn't say that. Tell me. You did not just say that.
Starting us off, it will be Bret Hart versus Roddy Piper.
Honestly, I'm going with Piper. I like it better.
Okay.
I mean, that's just the truth of it. Every time I hear Brett's theme, all I can keep hearing when it goes to that like one part is school's out for summer. And I don't know why. Mm-hmm. But that's what I hear. So it's like, yeah, I don't know why I like Piper's better.
Mace.
I'm going with Piper as well. The one thing that puts Piper's theme over Brett's is its uniqueness. Sure, it's a very generic Scottish song. It's like the hills over Scotland or whatever the hell. Green, it's like some sort of national song.
The Green
there.
Hills of Tyrol or something like that.
Yeah, it's a very common song for the people. But the thing is, WWE fucked themselves over with this. Because with Bret Hart's, they then remixed it for Natalya. They've remixed it for Tyson Kidd. They've remixed it for everybody and their fucking dog that had anything to do with the Hart's.
They even remixed it for Bret.
Yeah, they even remixed it for Bret. So in essence, they diluted their own creation to the point where it's not as unique. Whereas, like, sure, it's more tied to Brett. Like, even when you hear Natalya's version kick in, because of that initial guitar riff, you think, oh, it's Brett. And then you see that it's Natalya, and you go, oh, good, puppies.
the best tag team in the business.
Damn right. but, you know, it's one of those things of the song has become so diluted by so many remixes that it doesn't have the uniqueness, whereas Piper is the only guy to have that music. You don't see anyone else with Scottish heritage or even a Scottish character have that music in the WWE.
You don't see Drew McIntyre coming out to that.
My point exactly. You don't see Drew McIntyre coming out to that, and the second you hear it hit, you know it's going to be Piper. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm picking it.
Tim.
Well, it doesn't matter who I choose.
But choose anyway.
Oh, okay, I'll choose Brett.
Typical Tim.
Just so you guys aren't disappointed.
Hey, at least
if you want to go with Piper, that's fine by me, dude.
Yeah, you know, this one is a toss-up, and I'd have to put them both in a tie. Yeah, I understand what you're saying, Mace, about Brett's music and shit like that, but, and yeah, you, WWE, that's the only time you ever hear the bagpipes as opposed to generic music that can fit almost anybody. But, out here, you know, with the version of Stampede Wrestling that I got involved with, and then, a few other different promotions, we got a guy out here, wrestled under the name Highlander, and, he came out to the bagpipes. You know, and it just, for me, that diluted Rowdy Roddy just because of the indie guy, if that makes any sense to you. Whereas the Hart family never used Brett's music in Stampede or any of the other stuff that they worked in. They all had their own stuff.
That's due to copyright laws, Tim.
Well, that's beside the point. You see, either way, I still win, like Lindsay was pointing out. Because the winner and the one who moves on is from Canada.
Yeah.
See?
So I want to go, I want to split my vote.
No, you can't split your vote.
I want to split my vote.
You can't. Sorry.
Well, at this point, it doesn't really make a difference, so shit. Fine, you know, it's 2.5 versus 0.5.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. At least it doesn't involve Tim sulking in a corner because Brett lost.
Here we go. Our next one. Goldust versus Edge.
Like you sulking in a corner.
You think you know me?
On this day, I see clearly everything has come to life. A better place in a broken dream, and we'll leave it all behind. On this day, it's a
let's stay with the same order. Lindsay, you're up first. Edge or Goldust?
I've missed that theme so much.
So you missed the Goldust theme?
No, I missed Edge. I wish he would come back. I know he can't, but damn it, I miss him. Okay. Now the fangirl moment is over. This is hard because Goldust's theme is so iconic. It's just, nobody else has that theme and it fits him perfectly. It really does. And when you hear the splash and then the synthesized double reed or whatever it's supposed to be comes on, you know who that is. Cause you see everything happen, but at the same time, the You Think You Know Me and then the heavy drum beats followed by Alter Bridge. It's just, it just grabs you more. And I know Mace is going to yell at me because he doesn't like it when outside bands do theme music, but something about Edge's theme, it just grabs you and it gets you excited. And I'm not ashamed of saying this. Edge's theme is one of the only themes I have on my phone that I regularly listen to as just a regular song because fan I like girl. It that much.
Fangirl.
Yes, I'm a fangirl. I am an Edge fangirl. I proudly admit it. I was one of the girls that
you should have heard squeeze. You should have heard the squeeze after the interview.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
Rock has them recorded. The fangirl squeeze after the interview was nothing short of epic. So yeah, I'm going with Edge because he's awesome.
Tim.
You're talking about Metalingus is the only song that you listen to as a regular song. Well, it gets regular radio play here all the time, and it was playing before it was Edge's intro, and every time I hear it, I don't picture Edge so much as I like ghost here, the announcer on CJ 92 introing the song,
after telling us what the weather temperature is going to be for the next week. I love the song, but Lindsay, you said it. Gold Dust's intro theme is more iconic, and that comes out, and I picture the gold paper confetti coming down from the rafters, and there's Marlena with a goddamn cigar, which is more than just a phallic symbol. And then the weirdness that was the original version, you know, the original appearance of Goldust's character. I got to vote for Goldust.
So that leaves it up to Mace.
Oh, Lindsay.
Wow.
What?
Oh.
Somebody had to say it.
No, nobody had to say it.
Hey, Taz is not afraid to admit stuff like that on TNA.
Well, that's different. He's talking about the TNA knockouts.
No, he wasn't.
No, he's talking about himself.
Oh. Okay, well, then that's more shit I don't need to know.
Well, no, well, he was talking about one knockout and one weird dude named Dark Young. Anyway, Mace, you're the decider.
All right, taking bribes, starting now. Who's going to go first? Come on, let's get a bit out there. Come on, let's go. No.
Sold. No.
That means I actually have to fucking make a decision.
Where's Omega in the dice?
Goldust theme does suit his character extremely well, at least in the initial his initial run as Goldust, when he had Marlena and all that shit. You know, worked extremely well. Worked the bizarre nature of his character, but also the movie star look.
Mm-hmm.
However, we're judging based on music here. At this point, oh, I just got an offer. You know what? Sold for Frosted Flakes and Twinkies, Edge.
No bribing. Who were you going to pick before Edge?
I was going with Edge anyway, but yeah. Now I get the Frosted Flakes and the Twinkies.
Freeze them, the last Twinkies you'll ever have.
I haven't had Twinkies in 10 years, Tim.
Well, blame your own goddamn government for that.
I do.
People are like, what the fuck are they talking about?
And believe me, anybody who wants to send me Frosted Flakes or Twinkies, I've got no issue with. The main
what about,
thing at
like,
gmail.com, I will send you my home address. Make sure you send them.
Okay, what about like Cap'n Crunch or Sugar Corn Pops?
I can get
no,
that.
No, he wants
yeah.
Frosted Flakes.
Oh, okay.
I can get that stuff in any American food store that I can get to. That's easy. Frosted Flakes and Twinkies, for some reason, are impossible to find even via, like, USA Foods and shit like that.
Ridiculous.
I have to get them imported.
Importing Frosted Flakes. What is the world coming to?
We'll find out December 21st by midnight.
Yeah. Next week on The Great Debate, it's The Sandman's Enter Sandman versus Mick Foley's Wreck taking on Ric Flair's theme against Ted DiBiase. Next week on The Great Debate.
Woohoo. Now it's time for Quick Hits. Let's do it.
Time now for some Russell Talk Radio Quick Hits.
Wow.
That's right, it's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them.
Wow, fine.
Step up to the plate and get ready for some Russell Talk Radio Quick Hits.
Yeah, Mace, it was a short week this week.
Mace, you actually missed by yourself?
Well, yeah, because I could have been the fast-talking auction guy, you know.
We'll do it next week when there's news. There was no news this week. I had one story, and that's not a segment. So, anyway, there's no Omega here, so who the fuck goes last? Tim, what's your favorite three-man band?
My favorite three-man band?
Yes.
Rush.
Why?
They're fucking awesome. Rush is like the Star Trek of rock and roll. Their fans are like the geeks of rock fans.
That's not why I like them. Their music is actually awesome, intellectual, makes a lot of sense, has deeper layers and meanings and all that other shit. Plus, Neil Peart is the best drummer on the planet.
Okay.
What, you wanted me to pick Three Dog Night?
No.
Good.
Lindsay, what is the worst accent to listen to?
Oh, God.
It starts with C and ends in Adian.
No, actually Jersey, New York, no offense to Jersey Girl or anybody up in that area, but I cannot stand that really thick, heavy New York, New Jersey accent. It just grates on me something awful. Can't stand it. Hate it.
Now which one? Are you talking the Jersey Girl accent or the Brooklyn type?
Brooklyn?
Nothing.
Yeah, we're coming from
okay.
Jersey.
Yeah, it's more Jersey.
Joe Piscopo Jersey. I'm from Jersey. You from Jersey? I'm from Jersey. Saturday Night Live around, what, 1990? Yeah, 1990.
Anyway, as we get educated by the Canadian Jew.
Fuck off.
Nice. If you were to captain a Survivor Series team, what would your team name be? Because you remember back in the day, Survivor Series teams actually had names.
Mesa's Marauders.
Oh, no.
The Australian Sheep Herders. I wait for it.
I'm not even going to acknowledge that.
Tim, what will you miss most with Hostess going out of business?
Twinkies!
Just Twinkies?
King Don's, Hostess Ho-Ho's. Anything that's like a cake with a cream filling, you know, like a Twinkie.
Okay.
And icing on top, except for the Twinkies. Little Debbie?
Yeah, Little Debbie's still in business.
But it's not the same thing. Only Twinkies are Twinkies.
You also have Tasty Cakes. You know what that is?
Tasty Cakes, please.
Anyway.
Wasn't there a whole Seinfeld episode on Tasty Cakes once?
I don't know. Don't think so. Anyway, Lindsay. If you had an imaginary friend, what would its name be?
If I had... Well, you're assuming I don't.
Yes, I'm assuming you don't.
Steve. Steve
what?
Is the
Steve?
Default name for
the arm breaker?
Steve. Yes, Steve the arm breaker. Luke Gallows is my imaginary friend, and he will fuck all of you up.
Okay.
He has aggression issues. We're working on it.
Okay. If you can't tell when I wrote that question...
Nope, not at all. I know what you were doing during the pay-per-view.
Writing questions.
That just sounded wrong.
Writing questions. Anyway, continue on the theme of Rock was writing questions during the pay-per-view. Maze, what is the worst cartoon band of all time?
Jersey and the Pussycats, obviously.
How come?
Actually, no, hold on. There is one worse. Gem and the Holograms.
Blasphemy! How dare you! Take that back!
Never!
Fuck you!
Hey, I could... No, not gonna happen, sorry.
What do you mean, not gonna happen?
I'm not taking it back. Pure and simple. Gem and the Holograms. Horrible. Evil.
Fuck you. Fuck you most hard.
You'd love to.
No, sorry. I'm good. I have Steve.
Touche, woman, touche.
And that's 3 points for Lindsay.
Bravo.
Well, everybody, thanks for joining us on the Survivor Series edition of Russell Talk Radio WTR Sunday night. Hey, no pay-per-view next week. We return to our normal time at 10 o'clock Eastern. Tune in.
And hopefully shit will happen between now and then that we can talk about. You never know. Tomorrow night after Raw, it's the Raw Boat Show. And you'll get 3 hours worth of Raw condensed into 45 minutes.
I promise we'll go more than a half hour this week because hopefully nothing will make them turn off the show. So tune in. It's the Raw Boat Show. Hey, it's got to be better than last week.
There you go. Yeah, Tuesday night, KFA Wrestling Radio with Alan Wojcik, and you'll find Spug there too, trying to talk about shit. But hey, Alan interviews people from Florida.
Yes,
he has a lot of people from Florida.
A lot of people from Florida this week. you have Ron Steele from IPW Hardcore and the Black Nature Boy, Scoot Andrews from IPW Hardcore, which will be returning to action on December 1st in Florida in St. Petersburg, I think. I can't remember anywhere. Facebook.com/IPW Hardcore Wrestling. Alan will tell you more, but we've been talking about it on CB Radio because it's the return of Subway to the ring, so you want to check it out. Plus, kayfabe commentary, Sean Andrews will be on the program at 9 o'clock.
Wednesday night, just another goddamn wrestling show with Scott Barrett and the Chief Whip paneling.
Yes.
At 8:30 Eastern time. Tune in, check them out. They get to be kind of entertaining sometimes.
Maybe they'll actually have enough of a panel where Lindsay and I won't have to fill in.
There you go, and take over, yeah. Thursday night, Mace plays video games because Lindsay isn't doing fuck all except for stuffing herself on turkey.
Yes, and to celebrate Gobble Gobble Turkey Day, I am going to probably break out either Red Dead Redemption or the expansion pack of Undead Nightmare. Will I be killing Indians or zombies? You'll have to find out by looking at the Twitch player.
Red Dead Redemption. Red Dead Redemption. I'm just voting for it. Friday night, another edition of the Wake Up Call with Johnny Cashmere. Lindsay, did you get a chance to listen last week?
Not yet, no.
We found out that the American president, Dwight... who was it? Dwight D. Eisenhower?
Uh-huh.
His granddaughter is a real Looney Tune. She's apparently been to a secret colony on Mars a few times. Right, Rock?
Tim, get your internet fixed.
What?
Anyway, check out the Wake Up Call every Friday night.
What? What the heck was that?
Lindsay got it.
What the hell was that?
Lindsay got it.
I didn't even hear what you said.
Never mind. Let's move on. CB Radio,
right,
Saturday night.
I'll get you later.
CB Radio, right. Saturday nights, midnight is live. You don't know what we're going to do. We play games. We talk about weird news. It's CB Radio. Check us out every Saturday night, midnight is, whenever the fuck they can show up.
Yeah. It's better than Saturday Night Live. Tune the fuck in. Next Sunday night, regular time, like I said earlier, 10 o'clock Eastern, another edition of the TR Sunday Night Rest Talk Radio. Thanks a lot, guys. Have yourselves a great week. Bugger off. Happy Thanksgiving, Yankees. Wow, Lindsay didn't get a shit for saying Yankees collectively for Americans.
Because she walked away.
That'll explain it. I'm not an American. All you Americans are Yankees. Doesn't matter where you're from.
Stick around. We're coming back in about 2 minutes on Twitch. Stay tuned.
Video game!
Woohoo!
Yo!
WildTalkRadio.com. And